The laws of Islamic monotheism. Did the religion wage the religious wars that prevailed on the earth? Humanity has lived with the laws of Islamic monotheism for thousands of years, and with the three great Abrahamic laws for 4,000 years. Religion has not been a direct danger to the human race, rather it has provided mankind with supreme ethical values agreed upon by both the believers and the atheists, and the foundations of the civilizations. We claim that all the goodness resulted from the effects of those prophecies. Religion has spared the courts from thousands of cases. Moreover, the religion has laid the foundation of knowledge, behavior and values to the purpose of the existence of humanity on earth. The countries that have embraced monotheistic laws still today have a comparative diversity that has guarded the freedom of those who follow other religions and provided them with a ceiling of protection under the same monotheistic laws. While all humanity was on the verge of perdition during one century in which some nations approached atheism. Then the atheists talk about the danger of religion against the humanity. Human history has not known a more dangerous approach than atheism, the Kalaj massacres in the former Soviet Union by the atheist Lenin. The extermination of ethnic minorities in Nazi Germany, the emptying of a quarter of Cambodia's population by the atheist Pol Pot, the killing of 52 million Chinese in the Great Cultural Revolution by the atheist Mao Zedong. The emergence of the League of Militant Atheists in Europe, which officially closed 42,000 religious institutions, churches and mosques, and killed tens of thousands of religious people, all of these are purely atheistic excretions. The First and Second World Wars were secular wars, governed by atheistic visions of human races and myths of racial purity. The result was the annihilation of nearly 5% of the world's population. Both the victor and the defeated were relegated a third of a century. The philosophers placed a urinal in the center of Paris to demonstrate the end of the civilization. The atheistic battles have left arsenals of nuclear weapons sufficient to remove the entire human race many times. A simple reading of the wars of the 20th century shows the misery of atheism. Atheism left behind the idea that the demise of the human race in any future battle is an existing one, that is the expected atheistic secretion. Did the religion wage the religious wars that prevailed on the earth? Humanity has lived with the laws of Islamic monotheism for thousands of years, and with the three great Abrahamic laws for 4,000 years, religion has not been a direct danger to the human race. Rather, it has provided mankind with supreme ethical values agreed upon by both the believers and the atheists, and the foundations of the civilizations. We claim that all the goodness resulted from the effects of those prophecies. Religion has spared the courts from thousands of cases. Moreover, the religion has laid the foundation of knowledge, behavior and values to the purpose of the existence of humanity on earth. The countries that have embraced monotheistic laws still today have a comparative diversity that has guarded the freedom of those who follow other religions and provided them with a ceiling of protection under the same monotheistic laws. While all humanity was on the verge of perdition during one century in which some nations approached atheism. Then the atheists talk about the danger of religion against the humanity. Human history has not known a more dangerous approach than atheism, the Kalaj massacres in the former Soviet Union by the atheist Lenin, the extermination of ethnic minorities in Nazi Germany. The emptying of a quarter of Cambodia's population by the atheist Pol Pot, the killing of 52 million Chinese in the Great Cultural Revolution by the atheist Mao Zedong. The emergence of the League of Militant Atheists in Europe, which officially closed 42,000 religious institutions, churches and mosques, and killed tens of thousands of religious people, all of these are purely atheistic excretions. The First and Second World Wars were secular wars, governed by atheistic visions of human races and myths of racial purity. The result was the annihilation of nearly 5% of the world's population. Both the victor and the defeated were relegated a third of a century. The philosophers placed a urinal in the center of Paris to demonstrate the end of the civilization. The atheistic battles have left arsenals of nuclear weapons sufficient to remove the entire human race many times. A simple reading of the wars of the 20th century shows the misery of atheism. Atheism left behind the idea that the demise of the human race in any future battle is an existing one, that is the expected atheistic secretion.